infrastructure. Mehdi Dorandish, infrastructure. Orchestration core. The internet made information coherent. IOC makes physical demand coherent.
A short book on infrastructure orchestration core, IOC, by Mehdi Dorandish.
The Internet of Circuits, the missing operating layer beneath the grid. A short book on infrastructure orchestration core, IOC, by Mehdi Dorandish. Copyright, C, 2026, Mehdi Dorandish. All rights reserved. Infrastructure Orchestration Core, IOC, Internet of Circuits, Demand OS, Smart Light Management, SLM, Smart Unplug, SUP, and Liquid Cache are used as architectural, product, or system names within the author's body of work. This short book is a conceptual, technical, strategic, and narrative introduction to IOC. It is not electrical, legal, financial, regulatory, safety, or investment advice. Real deployments must comply with applicable codes, standards, utility rules, building requirements, professional engineering judgment, and local safety practices. Claim discipline. IOC does not claim to eliminate generation, transmission, distribution upgrades, batteries, utilities, electricians, planners, operators, or safety codes. It claims that ordinary demand can become more visible, dynamically prioritized, bounded, refusal capable, recoverable, restorable, and verifiable before blind load becomes grid stress. Contents. 1. Before the internet was obvious. 2. The world beneath the digital world. 3. Demand was treated as weather. 4. The timer in the utility closet. 5. The grid is not one bucket. 6. Demand is not a curve. 7. Why existing solutions help but do not complete the layer. 8. What IOC is. 9. Dynamic criticality. 10. The persistent node. 11. From toggle to governed operating event. 12. Refusal, recovery, proof, and ethics. 13. Liquid cache. 14. The first wedge. 15. The electrician domino. 16. The hidden building, irrigation, reset, and metadata. 17. AI, EVs, water, cities, and the next load era. 18. The coherent grid. 19. It is time to build the missing layer. Appendix. Terms in plain language and source notes. Opening note. Infrastructure Orchestration Core, IOC, is the missing operating layer that allows ordinary physical demand to become visible, classified, bounded, locally governed, recoverable, refusal capable, restorable, and verifiable. The public doorway is the internet analogy. Information existed before the internet, but it was fragmented. The internet did not invent information. It made information coherent. Today, physical demand is in a similar condition. Electricity reaches almost everything, but the demand side remains fragmented beneath the meter. IOC is not one more smart device. It is the architecture that turns ordinary circuits, loads, controllers, buildings, and portfolios into governed infrastructure participants. It changes the primitive from remote on/off commands to governed operating events. Bounded, time-aware, locally evaluated actions tied to identity, dynamic priority, safe envelope, refusal, restoration, and proof. The first wedge is real. Lighting was the obvious doorway because it was measurable, visible, and economically understandable. The first proof did not end the story. It opened the next step. From lighting, the same operating grammar can move toward pumps, irrigation, plug loads, recovery points, motors, water systems, buildings, portfolios, and utility coordination. The thesis is simple. The grid was built to deliver electricity. Now it needs the layer that allows demand to participate. Core sentence. The internet connected information. IOC connects physical demand. Chapter 1. Before the internet was obvious. Information existed before it became coherent. Before the internet became obvious, people could see the parts: computers, cables, servers, modems, databases, local networks, and machines sitting in offices. The parts were real. The value was real. But the world had not yet learned how to make information behave as one coherent civilization-scale layer. The breakthrough was not simply faster computers or better cables. The breakthrough was architectural. Information became addressable, routable, searchable, exchangeable, and usable across a shared layer. Many machines, owned by many people in many places, could participate in one larger system. That is why the internet changed the world. It did not invent information. It gave information a common operating environment. Before that shift, a single office computer did not reveal search engines, cloud systems, remote work, digital marketplaces, streaming, mobile apps, AI, and the constant movement of information through modern life. Physical infrastructure is now standing before a similar shift. Electricity already reaches nearly everything. Buildings are wired, panels are installed, pumps run, lights turn on, motors spin, routers connect, controllers schedule, EV chargers wait, water systems pump, data centers compute. The physical connection is already there. But physical demand is still not coherent. Most loads are not addressable in an operating sense. Most circuits do not carry identity. Most devices do not have dynamic priority. Most buildings cannot explain what demand is doing beneath the meter. Most recovery is manual. Most restoration is accidental. Most proof arrives late, if it arrives at all. The Internet of Circuits does not mean the grid becomes the internet. It means the grid learns the same lesson the internet taught. A connected world needs an operating layer. The analogy: the grid does not become the internet. The demand side learns the same lesson. Connection is not coherence. Chapter 2. The world beneath the digital world. The digital economy is an electrical phenomenon wearing a software disguise. Modern civilization speaks constantly about software. AI, cloud platforms, automation, robotics, machine learning, data centers, digital transformation, and the intelligence of networks. But underneath all of that is electricity. AI runs on electricity. Data centers run on electricity. Hospitals run on electricity. Water systems run on electricity. Communication runs on electricity. Banking runs on electricity. Security systems run on electricity. Transportation is moving toward electricity. Buildings breathe. Cool, pump, unlock, illuminate, and communicate through electricity. The digital world is not floating above the physical world. It is sitting on it. That matters because the next century will not be shaped only by software. It will be shaped by whether the physical systems beneath software can remain coherent as demand grows. More AI means more electricity. More electrification means more electricity. More cooling means more electricity. More data centers means more electricity. The question cannot be only how to produce more. The world will need generation, storage, transmission, distribution, planning, utilities, operators, electricians, safety codes, and serious infrastructure investment. But another question has been missing for a century. How do we make ordinary demand less blind? IOC belongs beneath the digital world because the digital world ultimately pulls from the grid. It is the layer that allows ordinary demand to become more legible, more bounded, more recoverable, and more useful before blind load becomes grid stress. The layer beneath the layer. Beneath software is electricity. Beneath electricity is the relationship between supply and demand. The supply side became sophisticated, the demand side remained fragmented. Chapter 3. Demand was treated as weather. Supply had control rooms, demand had timers. For more than a century, the supply side of the grid was treated as a machine. It received planning, telemetry, protection, dispatch, standards, operators, and control rooms. It became one of the most sophisticated systems humans have ever built. Demand was treated differently. Demand was treated like weather, something to forecast, serve, tolerate, and survive. It rose and fell. It created peaks. It created stress. It appeared on bills after the fact. But inside buildings, much of it remained unranked, undescribed, and poorly governable. This asymmetry shaped the entire grid. Supply had dispatch, demand had habit. Supply had telemetry, demand had meters. Supply had operators, demand had timers. Supply was understood as infrastructure. Demand was often treated as a crowd of loads that simply happened. That assumption made sense when the available tools were primitive. It makes less sense now. Computing, memory, timing, sensing, local logic, and communication are no longer rare. Yet the demand side still often behaves as if the best available primitive is a timer, toggle, dashboard, or remote command. IOC changes the premise. Demand is not weather. It is a physical operating field. It is made of circuits, loads, devices, service roles, local constraints, safety limits, recovery needs, and priorities that change by condition. The first step in completing the grid is to stop treating demand as a force of nature and start treating it as a governable network. Sharp asymmetry. Supply was treated as a machine. Demand was treated as weather. IOC is the missing operating layer that changes that. Chapter 4. The timer in the utility closet. The discovery began with an ordinary failure that was not ordinary at all. The story begins in a utility closet in an ordinary multifamily building. Inside the closet was a timer. It was not dramatic. It was not futuristic. It was a familiar device near a panel, deciding when the lights outside should turn on and off. But the timer had drifted. The lights were coming on in daylight and running when they did not need to run. The owner was paying for waste that did not look like an emergency. It was not a fire, blackout, or dramatic failure. It was just wrong enough to cost money every day, and ordinary enough that no one noticed. That was the first clue. The problem was not one bad timer. The timer was a symbol of a larger condition. Buildings everywhere were full of routines that existed because someone had once walked up to a box and set them. Lighting schedules, pump schedules, irrigation programs, controller settings, manual habits, and service calls that should not require a truck. The old solution was to send a person back. Find the closet, open the panel, adjust the timer, check the load, return later, do it again. Across portfolios, across cities, and across decades, human labor was quietly acting as the missing operating layer for demand. The work was the layer. Every truck roll, timer adjustment, manual reset, undocumented circuit, owner blind spot, and device stuck in the wrong state was not a separate problem. It was a symptom of one missing layer. Lighting became the first wedge because it made the missing layer visible. It was familiar, measurable, and economically understandable. It proved that a real circuit in a real building could move from blind behavior into governed behavior. The first wedge. Lighting is not the whole architecture. Lighting is the doorway that proves ordinary circuits can become governed. Chapter 5. The grid is not one bucket. Local topology matters. People often talk about the grid as if it were one giant bucket of electricity. It is not. The grid is a routed physical network: generation, transmission, substations, feeders, transformers, service panels, branch circuits, and loads. Stress does not appear everywhere equally. It appears through paths. This is why demand governance must be local before it becomes regional. A flexible load far away may not help a transformer, feeder, panel, or local domain that is under pressure. A smaller amount of verified flexibility inside the affected pathway can be more valuable than a larger theoretical number somewhere else. More generation can help. More storage can help. More wires can help. But none of those automatically tells a building which lower priority load inside a specific local domain can safely soften, delay, reset later, restore slowly, or refuse. IOC is designed for that local reality. It gives demand identity and operating rules at the boundary, then allows higher level systems to coordinate with local domains that already understand themselves. A utility does not need to directly control every device. It needs trusted local participation that can translate grid need into safe building-side action. The phrase local operating room matters because the grid is physical. Electricity travels through equipment with limits. Heat, voltage, timing, location, and topology matter. Liquid cash is only real when it exists in the right place, at the right time, inside the right safety envelope, with proof. This is the difference between abstract demand flexibility and usable grid infrastructure. Not one bucket. A megawatt of governed demand in the right local domain can relieve a constraint that distant generation cannot directly touch. Chapter 6. Demand is not a curve. The curve is only the shadow. A demand curve is not the system. It is the shadow of the system. Inside that shadow are physical things: lights, pumps, fans, routers, chargers, gates, elevators, irrigation valves, garage circuits, laundry rooms, water heaters, data rooms, common area loads, controllers, motors, and appliances. Each one has a role. Each one has a relationship to safety, comfort, cost, maintenance, operating value, and grid stress. Some loads are protected. Some are routine. Some are deferrable. Some can soften. Some can wait. Some can reset. Some should only be observed. Some must refuse under certain conditions. From far away, all that meaning collapses into one shape: demand. That is useful for planning. It is not enough for orchestration. You cannot govern a shadow. You govern the physical sources that create the shadow. The hidden treasure under the curve is operational metadata, not data in the shallow sense, not more dashboard noise. The real treasure is knowing what each load is, where it is, what it serves, when it matters, what boundary it must obey, how it recovers, what it can prove, and how its priority changes by condition. Once that metadata becomes part of an operating layer, the grid sees what it could not see before. Not just how much demand exists, but what kind of demand exists. A megawatt of anonymous demand and a megawatt of governed demand are not the same thing. Anonymous demand is a burden. Governed demand can become an operating participant. Metadata is the treasure. The value is not raw data. The value is operational identity: what the load is, what it serves, what it can safely do, how it restores, and what it can prove. Chapter 7. Why existing solutions help but do not complete the layer. Useful is not complete. There are already many useful systems around energy and buildings. Smart panels can improve visibility and control at a service point. Building management systems can coordinate major systems. Energy management systems can analyze usage. Demand response can ask enrolled loads to reduce during events. VPPs and DERMs can aggregate distributed resources. Batteries can store energy. Efficiency can reduce baseline consumption. IoT devices can connect equipment to apps and dashboards. All of these can help, but none of them, by itself, completes the missing demand-side operating layer. The reason is simple. The missing layer is not only visibility, not only automation, not only a dashboard, not only a market signal, not only a smart device and not only a battery. The missing layer is physical boundary governance. A dashboard can show demand. Seeing a load is not the same as governing it safely. A smart device can obey a command. Obedience is not the same as local evaluation, refusal, restoration, and proof. A demand response event can ask for reduction. A request is not the same as knowing which load can participate, how far it can move, how it restores, and whether rebound will occur. A battery can add stored energy. Storage is not the same as organizing the demand that is already connected. A smart panel can manage a service point. The larger field of ordinary demand extends across buildings, circuits, plug loads, water systems, pumps, motors, controllers, portfolios, and utility domains. The coherent grid does not need more fragile smartness. It needs governed boundaries. Fragmented intelligence still needs a spine. Existing systems can be useful. IOC provides the governed physical spine beneath them. Chapter 8. What IOC is: the demand OS for ordinary physical infrastructure. Infrastructure Orchestration Core, IOC, is the architecture that makes ordinary physical demand governable. It is not merely a device, dashboard, remote switch, savings calculator, or cloud command platform. It is not a replacement for utilities, electricians, planning, codes, or supply-side infrastructure. IOC is the missing operating layer that turns circuits, loads, zones, devices, buildings, and portfolios into a coherent demand field. Its operating spine is simple. Identify. The load is no longer anonymous. It has a location, role, owner context, and governed identity. Classify. The load is understood by criticality and purpose. It may be protected, routine, deferrable, recoverable, monitor only, eligible, or refusal required, depending on current conditions. Bound. The load receives a safe operating envelope. Evaluate. The node evaluates requests against local rules, timing, state, priority, safety, and context. Refuse or act. If action is unsafe or out of policy, the node can refuse. If action is allowed, it acts locally. Restore. Every temporary action must end correctly. Verify. The system must know what happened. This sequence changes the primitive. The old world used toggles: on/off, open/closed, start/stop. IOC uses governed operating events, bounded, time-aware, locally evaluated actions tied to identity, priority, envelope, refusal, restoration, and proof. That is why IOC is foundational. It does not simply make one device smarter. It gives ordinary demand a grammar for participation. IOC operating spine. Identify arrow. Classify arrow bound. Arrow. Evaluate arrow. Refuse or act. Arrow. Restore. Arrow. Verify. Chapter 9. Dynamic criticality. Priority is not a fixed label. Dynamic criticality is the central operating principle of IOC. In the old model, a load is often treated as one thing forever: critical, non-critical, flexible, fixed, controllable, or unavailable. Real buildings do not work that way. A load can be flexible in one moment and protected in another. It can be ordinary at noon and urgent at midnight. It can be safe to delay during one condition and unsafe to touch during another. A cooling load may be routine during mild weather and safety-related during extreme heat. Lighting may be flexible overnight but protected during active safety periods. A water heater may coast inside a temperature envelope but refuse if the envelope would be violated. A router or intercom may be low priority until it fails, then become urgent because recovery affects access, communication, or operations. IOC does not assign one permanent priority to a load forever. It evaluates what matters now, inside bounded policy. Each governed node can move between roles: protected, flexible, recoverable, monitor only, eligible, or refusal required. That is the difference between static control and governed operating priority. Static control says what a device normally is. Dynamic criticality asks what the load is serving in this condition, at this time, inside this building, under this policy, with this safety boundary. This is what makes IOC mature enough for infrastructure. It does not try to control everything. It distinguishes what should participate from what must be protected. Dynamic criticality. A load is not permanently flexible or permanently protected. Priority changes by condition, but only inside bounded policy. Chapter 10. The persistent node. The boundary becomes the unit of governance. The persistent node is the architectural primitive of IOC. It sits at a physical resource boundary: a lighting circuit, plug load, pump controller, irrigation valve interface, motor starter, panel position, water pathway, thermal branch, gas regulator, or another point where a resource meets use. The node is not valuable because it is connected. It is valuable because it carries local continuity. That means the node stores the information needed to behave correctly between updates. Identity, criticality, safe envelope, home state rule, active authorization, timing context, override state, anomaly posture, recovery posture, and verification history. The higher layer does not need to animate the node every second. It sends meaningful updates, policy, event windows, priority changes, exceptions, schedules, restoration rules, utility signals, or proof requests. The node integrates those updates and continues operating locally. This is why IOC is different from ordinary IoT. Ordinary IoT often turns the network into a life support line. If the cloud, router, account, API, or connection fails, the endpoint may become dumb or stuck. IOC treats communication as coordination and reporting, not as the source of basic behavior. The persistent node remains functionally distinct from the served path. The node can remain alive even when the served path is reduced, suspended, de-energized, restoring, in cooldown, quarantined, or under service. In plain language, the brain stays alive while the output changes. This distinction allows reset without forgetting, suspension without losing timing, restoration without waiting for a second command, and proof even after the served device changes state. Persistent node. The node carries continuity. The served path can change state. That separation is what allows governed recovery. Chapter 11. From toggle to governed operating event. The old primitive was too small. The deeper problem is not only that many devices require two commands. The deeper problem is that the old control primitive is still the toggle. A toggle asks only whether a pathway is on or off. That is too small for infrastructure. A governed node asks a larger question: what service is this load providing, under what condition, inside what boundary, for what time, with what refusal rule, with what restoration rule, and with what proof? IOC does not eliminate the off state. Sometimes off is correct. A reset may require temporary disconnection. A protected load may remain unchanged. A service condition may require a restrictive state. But under IOC, off is no longer the intelligence. It is one governed state inside a larger operating event. This changes the primitive from command-driven switching to bounded participation. The load is not merely turned on or off. It is authorized to operate inside a role, priority, envelope, time window, refusal rule, restoration path, and verification requirement. That is why an IOC node is not a puppet endpoint. A remote system can send policy, an event window, a utility signal, or an exception, but the node carries the local grammar. It knows what it is, what it serves, what it is allowed to do, when it must refuse, how it restores, and what proof it must return. The internet connection becomes coordination and reporting, not the source of basic behavior. The network carries sparse updates and proof. The node carries continuity. Governed operating event. IOC moves the action unit from a remote on/off command to a bounded, locally evaluated event with refusal, restoration, and proof. Chapter 12. Refusal, recovery, proof, and ethics. The future grid cannot be built on blind obedience. Most people think smart infrastructure means devices that obey. The future grid needs something more mature, boundaries that know when not to obey. Refusal is not failure. Refusal is governance. A governed node should be able to say, "This load is protected. This action violates the safe boundary. This event is outside policy. This device is monitor only. This condition is unsafe. This timing would create rebound. This circuit is not eligible. This restoration must happen first." Recovery is part of the same story. Not every IOC value is about kilowatt hours. Sometimes the expensive problem is a failure nobody sees. A router freezes, a gate controller locks, a payment terminal hangs, an irrigation controller misbehaves, a laundry system stops, or a sensor gateway drops. The old world treats recovery as manual labor. IOC treats recovery as a governed operating event. Authorized, timed, locally evaluated, safe, restorable, and verified. Proof completes the loop. Without proof, a system can claim it acted without knowing what happened. IOC requires the node to return evidence: what was requested, what was evaluated, whether it acted or refused, how long the state lasted, how restoration occurred, and what outcome was observed. This also requires ethics. Demand governance cannot become hidden control over people. Vulnerable residents, safety loads, tenant comfort, privacy, and transparency must be protected. Priority rules must be accountable. Data should be operationally necessary, not invasive. Refusal should protect people as well as equipment. A trustworthy demand layer must be technically capable and socially legitimate. It must know what not to control. Ethics of governance. IOC is useful because it can coordinate eligible demand. It is trustworthy only if protected loads, people, privacy, and refusal rules remain respected. Chapter 13. Liquid cash. Headroom inside demand, not stored electricity. Liquid cash is one of the most important IOC concepts and one of the easiest to misunderstand. It is not a battery, stored electricity, power plant, magic capacity, or promise that every load is flexible. Liquid cash is governed operating headroom inside ordinary demand. It appears only when enough loads become identified, classified, bounded, locally evaluated, refusal capable, restorable, and verifiable. A load that might be flexible is not yet liquid cash. A connected load without ranking is not yet liquid cash. A load that can turn off but cannot restore safely is not yet liquid cash. During a stress condition, the old grid asks, "Where do we get more supply?" That question will always matter. IOC adds another question: which demand can safely participate before stress becomes crisis? A parking garage may dim, a pump may shift, an irrigation cycle may wait, a recoverable device may reset later, a low priority load may restore slowly, a protected load may refuse, a monitor-only load may provide visibility without action. Location matters. A flexible load outside the stress domain may not help the local transformer, feeder, panel, or substation under pressure. The right flexibility in the wrong place may be less useful than a smaller amount of verified flexibility in the exact local pathway that needs relief. The grid does not need fantasy flexibility. It needs valid flexibility: local, bounded, recoverable, refusal capable, and proven. Liquid cash. Liquid cash is not stored electricity. It is verified operating headroom inside ordinary demand, in the right local domain. Chapter 14. The First Wedge. Lighting proved the doorway. The architecture is larger than lighting. A civilizational architecture still needs a first proof. For IOC, the obvious first wedge was lighting. Common area lighting is familiar, visible, measurable, and widespread. It is often controlled by timers, schedules, photocells, habits, and local devices that do not understand the building or the grid. It can waste energy for months or years without producing a dramatic failure. That made lighting the right entry point. It was not chosen because lighting is the whole story. It was chosen because lighting could prove the architecture in the language owners understand first. The bill, the site, the circuit, and the operating result. The first wedge crossed an important threshold. Circuit-level lighting control in multifamily infrastructure has been installed, measured, and publicly recognized. The 8600 Glen Oaks project in Los Angeles used circuit-level lighting control for 256 common area and exterior fixtures and reported energy reduction of over 50%. That does not prove every IOC category. It proves the first wedge. Real circuits, real buildings, real savings, real owner value, and a practical pathway from one circuit toward broader demand governance. Proof matters, because infrastructure does not spread by vision alone. It spreads when a first result makes the next decision easier. A lighting circuit becomes governed, a garage follows, a pump follows, a router or access device follows, an irrigation controller follows. A building begins to map its loads. A portfolio begins to see patterns. A utility begins to see local operating room. Proof first. The first customer does not need to believe the civilization scale thesis. The first customer needs one governed circuit that proves value. Chapter 15. The Electrician Domino. One governed boundary can become the reason for the next. IOC does not need to begin with the whole grid. It can begin with one circuit. That is not a weakness. It is a deployment advantage. Physical infrastructure rarely changes through one giant decision. It changes through repeatable proof, trusted installation channels, visible economics, and practical confidence. One circuit becomes visible. One owner sees waste. One bill changes. One building expands. One portfolio starts to map its loads. Electricians are central to this path. The missing layer is not floating in the cloud. It is inside real buildings, panels, breakers, timers, lighting circuits, pumps, controllers, routers, irrigation boxes, EV support circuits, common area systems, recovery points, and undocumented electrical habits. Electricians, lighting contractors, low-voltage technicians, irrigation contractors, and maintenance vendors already know where hidden infrastructure lives. They know the panels nobody opens. They know the circuits nobody labeled correctly. They know the timer that drifted for years. They know the owner paying for waste. They know the service call that should have been a reset. An IOC installation is not just a device installation. It is boundary identification, metadata capture, safe envelope confirmation, physical verification, and conversion of a blind load into a governed node. That makes the work higher value. A timer replacement is commodity work. Turning a circuit into a governed boundary is infrastructure work. The electrician becomes the person who brought premium operating value to the building, not just the person who replaced a box. Domino effect. Savings fund adoption. Recovery reduces friction. Visibility creates trust. Proof makes the next approval easier. Chapter 16. The hidden building, irrigation, reset, and metadata. The building already knows more than the dashboard can see. A building can look simple from the outside and still contain a hidden operating world. Lighting circuits, pump schedules, irrigation controllers, routers, access systems, laundry readers, cameras, EV support equipment, gateways, relays, panels, and undocumented local habits. Irrigation is one of the clearest examples. In many properties, irrigation zones are not visible in the manager's normal operating dashboard. The schedule lives in the controller. The zone knowledge often lives with the gardener or contractor. The bill goes to the owner. The complaint goes to the manager. The control is fragmented. IOC does not remove gardeners from landscape work. The gardener should maintain the landscape. IOC changes the management layer. Portfolio level visibility. Scheduling authority. Pause/shutoff ability. Abnormal zone alerts. Maintenance history. And proof. Reset and recovery are similar. Routers, gateways, intercoms, access systems, laundry readers, cameras, controllers, and selected EV charging zone support equipment can freeze, lose communication, or require manual restart. The old response is a service call. The IOC/SUP style response is a bounded recovery event where safe, authorized, and code compliant. Installer metadata is the bridge from physical field knowledge into the operating layer. The installer scans the barcode or QR code, binds the node to its digital identity, and enters the data the installer naturally knows: site, panel, breaker, circuit or load served, location, observed current, full-on amperage, minimum acceptable operating level, wiring condition, manual override state, installation notes, and verification result. The owner and manager add operational meaning. The device and software add live history. Together, scattered field knowledge becomes governance memory. Governance memory. The hidden treasure is not more charts. It is the operating memory of what each load is, what it serves, how it behaves, and how it recovers. Chapter 17. AI, EVs, water, cities, and the next load era. The pressure is arriving from many directions at once. The urgency around IOC is not abstract. AI and data centers are expanding the electrical footprint of the digital world. EVs are moving transportation into buildings, garages, campuses, and local feeders. Heat waves increase cooling demand. Water systems need pumping, treatment, irrigation, pressure, and recovery. Cities need public infrastructure that can operate under stress without becoming blind. The old answer is to keep building supply around a demand field that cannot explain itself. Some new supply is necessary. Some upgrades are necessary. But the question is whether civilization should keep expanding the supply side while leaving the demand side fragmented. AI era growth makes this question sharper. A data center can look digital from the outside, but underneath it is electrical load. That load sits inside a region, utility territory, transmission path, substation plan, water context, and local demand field. If the surrounding demand remains blind, every new digital expansion becomes harder to serve. EVs create the same lesson. Charging is not only load, it is timing, allocation, priority, and local topology. A charger may be flexible in one window and important in another. The building needs to know what else can move, so charging does not simply stack blindly on top of everything else. Water systems and cities carry the same pattern. Pumps, irrigation, public lighting, facilities, emergency systems, and distributed equipment need identity, priority, safe limits, recovery, refusal, and proof. The next load era will not be solved only by asking how much electricity to build. It will also be solved by asking how ordinary demand can participate responsibly. Why now? AI, EVs, cooling, water stress, and city resilience all increase the cost of blind demand. IOC makes demand more coherent before stress becomes crisis. Chapter 18. The coherent grid. What changes when demand participates? A coherent grid is not a grid without generation, storage, transmission, utilities, or upgrades. It is a grid where supply remains powerful and demand is no longer blind. In a coherent grid, buildings do not merely consume. They know more about what they consume. Circuits have identity. Loads have roles. Priorities can change by condition. Safe envelopes are local. Refusal is allowed. Restoration is designed. Proof is native. This changes what a building is. A premium building will not only have efficient equipment and attractive dashboards, it will also be governable. It will know which loads are wasting energy, which systems failed silently, which circuits can safely soften, which devices recovered, which loads should refuse, and which actions were verified. This also changes what a utility can see. Instead of treating the meter as the smallest meaningful unit, the utility can eventually coordinate with local demand fields that already know their own internal priorities. The utility does not need direct control over every device. It needs trusted participation from governed local domains. This changes what happens during stress. A heat wave, cold snap, drought event, feeder constraint, transformer overload, local emergency, or capacity shortage does not have to meet a silent wall of anonymous demand. The system can ask which governed nodes inside the affected domain are eligible to participate safely. Some loads will help. Some will wait. Some will restore slowly. Some will provide visibility only. Some will refuse. That is not failure. That is coordination. Civilizational shift. A larger half-built machine is still half-built. The next era requires not only more electricity, but more coherent demand. Chapter 19. It is time to build the missing layer. The architecture has crossed from theory into first proof. There is a moment in every infrastructure shift when the question changes. Before proof, the question is whether the idea is real. After proof, the question is how to build it responsibly. IOC has crossed the first threshold. The architecture is not merely a concept on paper. The first wedge has been installed. It has reduced waste. It has produced field proof. It has shown that ordinary circuits can become governed boundaries. It has shown that savings can fund trust. Recovery can become a governed event. Proof can replace argument. And one circuit can become the beginning of a larger operating layer. The next task is not to claim that IOC solves everything. It does not. It does not eliminate generation, transmission, distribution upgrades, safety codes, utilities, electricians, regulators, operators, or planners. It does not make every load flexible. It does not turn electricity into internet packets. The next task is more precise and more important. Build the missing layer where it can be built first. Start with obvious waste. Start with recoverable failures. Start with circuits owners already understand. Start with buildings where proof is easiest. Start with electricians who already know the field. Start with lighting, pumps, irrigation, plug loads, recovery points, and portfolios where the economics can carry the next step. Then let the layer grow. One governed circuit, one governed building, one governed portfolio, one local domain, one utility partnership, one city that sees beneath the meter, one grid that begins to understand its demand side. The grid was built to deliver electricity. Now it needs the layer that allows demand to participate. That layer is Infrastructure Orchestration Core. That is the Internet of Circuits. Final line. It is time to build the missing layer. Appendix. Terms in plain language and source notes. IOC, Infrastructure Orchestration Core, the architecture that makes ordinary circuits, loads, devices, zones, buildings, and portfolios visible, dynamically prioritized, bounded, recoverable, refusal capable, restorable, and verifiable. Internet of Circuits. The public-facing name for the architecture that logically connects physical demand after physical connection already exists. Demand, OS. the operating layer created by IOC, routines, policy, priority, envelopes, reset logic, restoration, coordination, and verification for ordinary demand. Dynamic criticality, the principle that a load's priority changes by condition while remaining inside bounded policy. Governed operating event, a bounded, time-aware, locally evaluated action tied to identity, priority, safe envelope, refusal rule, restoration path, and proof. Persistent node, a governed edge point at the boundary where a resource meets a load. It carries local continuity, evaluates locally, acts or refuses, restores safely, and proves behavior. Served path, the physical resource pathway from the persistent node to the load. The node remains alive even when the served path is reduced, suspended, reset, quarantined, or restoring. Safe envelope, the allowed operating range of a load. It defines what the node can safely do without violating safety, service, comfort, equipment protection, or restoration requirements. Refusal, the ability of a governed node to reject an unsafe, unauthorized, stale, out of policy, or inappropriate action. Refusal is not failure. It is governance. Restoration, the controlled return of a load after dimming, delay, pause, reset, or participation. Verification, the proof returned by a node showing what was requested, evaluated, executed, refused, restored, or logged. Liquid cache, verified operating headroom inside ordinary demand. It is not storage or generation. Governance memory, the accumulated operating record of a governed load. Identity, location, behavior, rules, refusals, recoveries, restoration, and proof. Coherent grid, a grid where supply remains powerful and demand is no longer blind. Loads can participate inside safe boundaries, restore correctly, and prove what happened. Source notes. The 8600 Glen Oaks lighting proof is referenced as a public DOE integrated lighting campaign recognition for smart light management in the advanced use of sensors and controls for lighting category. The project is described as circuit-level lighting control for 256 common area and exterior fixtures with reported energy reduction of over 50%. Liquid cache estimates, infrastructure spending implications, and broad grid impact claims should be treated as scenario logic and author synthesis, unless a specific measured deployment or public source is named. This short book is an introduction. Technical readers should use the longer IOC master manuscript, white paper, strategic narrative, and source packet for deeper claim boundaries and references. The layer is no longer theoretical. The first wedge has opened the door. The next task is to build the missing layer. Infrastructure Orchestration Core.